Five lawmakers from as many states spent about an hour in the tent facility, poking their heads into sleeping quarters, seeing where the children housed here eat and play soccer. But access ended there.
Yeah, we wanted to talk with the young people here.
Senator Mazie Hirono of Hawaii addressed the press and a few dozen protesters immediately after the tour.
And when I asked why we couldn't talk to them, I was told that we shouldn't interrupt their schedules. And I said, there's probably a word for that. It's called BS.
Tornillo currently houses about 2,700 children ages 13 to 17. That's up from a few hundred when the facility opened in June. And as of November, it's cost taxpayers $144 million.
This is a great deal for the contractor, a terrible deal for the kids who are trapped inside, and an awful deal for the U.S. taxpayer.
That's Congressman Beto O'Rourke, who led the delegation's Tornillo visit.
The contractor himself said that this is no permanent place for kids. These are soft-sided tents that are meant for disaster recovery. These are the tents that are deployed after Hurricane Harvey.
Yet some children have now spent nearly half a year living in these tents.
But they could be staying at the Ritz-Carlton, and it wouldn't be right if they weren't with their families.
So why have some children been stuck here for so long, and why does the facility keep expanding? Senator Hirono blames a fingerprint policy that went into effect last summer. When a sponsor steps forward to take in a migrant child, the government now fingerprints everyone in that sponsor's house and shares the information with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE.
That is doing two things. One, it's creating tremendous delays in approving these sponsors. The second thing is, I think it has a chilling effect on sponsors coming forward, because this information, and many of the sponsors are undocumented, is shared with ICE, and what ICE does is deport people.
Between July and November, ICE arrested 170 undocumented immigrants who came forward to sponsor children. The vast majority had no criminal record. Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon also took part in the tour. He says the fingerprinting policy doesn't just create a sense of fear. It creates a bottleneck for families who do come forward. Merkley says, according to BCFS, the contractor running the Tornillo facility,
many of these kids have a sponsor who have already gone through the background checks, 1,300, and for some reason, in the bureaucracy of the Trump administration, they are slow walking, completing that work, leaving these kids stranded here.
Congressman O'Rourke says the contractor running the encampment could put pressure on the Trump administration to end this policy. BCFS, a San Antonio-based nonprofit, has a contract with the federal government through December 31st.
I've asked them not to renew the contract unless ICE does away with the fingerprint background checks that are then used to deport people from mixed immigration status families.
Other lawmakers on the tour said they would push for more oversight of Tornillo by calling for a congressional hearing on conditions at the facility and supporting a bill that would grant lawmakers access to migrant shelters on 24 hours notice. And O'Rourke urged citizens to keep raising the alarm.
The public pressure that you brought to bear after Father's Day that ended the practice of family separation, we need that same pressure again brought to bear on this administration to close down Tornillo.
For now, though, it doesn't look like the number of kids living here will shrink anytime soon. Some community members plan to sing Christmas carols outside the Tornillo facility next week. They hope their voices carry so the children inside can hear them. In El Paso, I'm Mallory Falk.